You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
This episode of Wicked Horror Show was broadcast live to Facebook. We have a full house in this one. In this episode, we're joined by the people behind Darkness Reigns. We welcome director, writer, Andrew Jones, actors Zachary Morin, Lenara Washington, Jennifer Wenger, and last but not least, you know him from Starship Troopers, the man himself, Casper Van Dien. And as always, if you like what you hear, head over to facebook.com/thedorkening every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live show just like this one. Also, head over to thedorkening.com to check out all of the other shows that are part of the Dorkening Podcast Network. And lastly, our sponsors, Deadly Grounds Coffee. Head over to deadlygroundscoffee.com. Pick up some deadly awesome for your face hole that you use to drink things. Anyways, enjoy the show.
Okay, we are now live. We have a full house tonight. It's going to be an awesome show. We are talking to a bunch of people throughout for the movie Darkness Reigns, which comes out on VOD July 10th. We urge you to all definitely check it out. But without further ado, you know what? Damn it. Here's the trailer for the movie.
That means you...
Okay, we are about to arrive on set for the first time.
Yeah, I got the doctor.
Okay, perfect.
Casper's here over there talking to Jacob, so maybe you can get a couple of shots.
This is dope. Make sure to get good shots of all this stuff.
It's $1 million look for absolutely nothing. And here's the cherry. They say it's haunted.
But what better place to film a ghost movie than in a haunted hotel, right?
Let me know if you need anything.
And action.
I'll be back. I promise.
And cut. We got it.
Yeah, we're good.
Great. Cool. Thank you, Mr. Van Dien. I'll take that.
Yeah, this place is really creepy.
Ghosts are real.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds Coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds Coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
No, it's okay. Deadly Grounds.
It is. Okay, so we are live. Cameras may be a little kerfluffled because Yo-Yo hasn't come back yet.
Kerfluffled.
okay.
Like a fucking whale.
Yeah. So let's see if I can... You know what? I'm going to put a group shot on right now while I fix things.
Anyways, we should introduce our guests.
Yeah, we should.
You know, besides the regulars that are here, myself, Wolfie, and Tony... We have the people behind Darkness Reigns. We have the director, Andrew. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. And next to you is Lenara, right?
Lenara.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then we have Casper. Sir, Casper, how are you doing today?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
I believe I met you once. Did we see him do a panel at Super Mega Fest?
We did. We met him at Super Mega Fest.
And I believe you had people march in with you.
Yep.
That was pretty great.
I just normally do that. People normally march in. They're out right now doing some errands for me, but normally I have them marching around.
That was pretty great. Yeah. Yeah. We have Jennifer, which we've seen Jennifer in a few other projects as well. And I was excited when looking at your IMDb. I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, I love all of this stuff. And we have Zachary. How you doing, Zach?
How you doing?
Pretty good. So I first wanted to start off. I did say something to Andrew before we went live. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. It was a very, very cool movie. I'm a big horror fan, and you know, even low budget horror, if it's like really low budget, sometimes you can give some, you can forgive some stuff. Right. And this didn't look like super low budget or anything like that, but there was a lot to love about this movie. The special effects I thought were great. Especially in the vein of the kind of horror this is, where it's a supernatural, like paranormal kind of thing, that it's easy to kind of screw that up. I think anyways, but I was like, oh, that was impressive. I enjoyed that. So good job. Good job, everyone. I thought the movie was great.
Thank you.
So, I mean, I'll just throw it out there. I don't know who wants to maybe talk about it first, but does anyone want to give kind of the synopsis of the movie a little bit without giving too much away, obviously? No.
It's about it's a movie within a movie. It takes place on the set of a horror film starring Casper Van Dien. So we are, Zachary plays Daniel. He's a behind the scenes cameraman. They're shooting, like most films do, a behind the scenes package on the set. And, so he finds himself on the set of this film called Definitive Soul. And Casper Van Dien is the star of Definitive Soul. And so Daniel is the behind-the-scenes documentarian who's shooting everything, and things go awry, and he actually captures, for the first time ever, real paranormal activity happening before our eyes. And we get to see all of his continuous footage the way he saw it.
And there's some little twists, like, as you get further in the movie, you get to figure out why things are happening. Yeah.
Certainly a lot of twists, especially at the end, and don't want to give any of those away.
Yeah. I do have to say, and again, without giving too much away, the first kind of big happening with Casper is pretty great. It totally took me by surprise when I saw it. I was like, holy shit. Like, wait a minute, did that just really happen? Then, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give too much away, but I was pretty impressed. So, it surprised me that the amount of movies that we've seen, and I'm sure Wolfie and Tony and Yo-Yo can attest, it takes a lot to surprise us. I didn't see that coming.
Good, I'm glad. Yeah, the only thing that to be kind of the launching point, because from that point on, just all kinds of stuff happens. So all the weird and wacky and scary stuff happens from then on. So I'm glad that worked.
Yeah, definitely. And Wolfie, you were saying something?
I'd say the only thing that bugs me about this movie is I now want to see The Phantom of Soul. You know, I want to see the actual movie that they were going to make. You know, I love the name of that movie, The Phantom of Soul. It's like, I've never had to deal with Latin, so here comes this really cool word that just means, I think it was tortured or torn or, you know, pulverized soul.
Yeah,
I was like, that was a cool idea.
Unholy, dirty, and in fact, that was the original name of the movie, but nobody could pronounce it. Nobody knew what it meant. I knew that foreign would just have a nightmare with that, so I renamed it.
Yeah, and a lot of great characters in the movie as well. Like, all you guys knocked it out of the park. One of the actors that's not here that I was just like, oh, this guy's killing it right now is Peter Mayer, who played Sidney.
Peter Mayer.
And holy crap, that dude knocked it out of the park. Yeah, totally. I was like, I want to see this guy. Right away, I was going to his IMDb. I'm like, what else can I see with this dude in it? Because I'm like, he was great. He was really good.
We seriously
brought the creep factor.
Oh, yeah.
First met him on Haunting of Cell Block 11, a movie that we did a few years ago. He's an actor out of St. Louis. And yeah, when I worked with him, I after we finished, I said to him, I want to write you into every movie I ever do, because he's just such a great character actor. He's got that great gravelly voice. And so I actually did write the part of Sidney for Peter to play.
Nice. Very cool. So I don't know if you guys maybe want to go through and maybe talk a bit about your characters.
We get into that, I want to let everybody know we have a ton of people in the chat room. So if you have questions, post them in the comments. Both myself and Tony are watching the comments for questions. A couple people.
There's already like 10 people that want to see it, they've said. And
We've got Starship Troopers comments and so many different. Hold on, I got this. Actually, on my phone, I can see everything, so I can scroll up this time. Pearl Lopez says, "Congrats to newlyweds." There's five people that say, "I can't wait to see this." People asking favorite scenes in the movies. I'm sure we'll get to that.
One thing with that though is, you know, some of our favorite scenes are going to give away.
From the guests, not us.
Oh, okay.
They don't care about us.
So, I don't blame them.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to remind everybody: this comes out July 10th on VOD. So from Wild Eye Films. So definitely check out Wild Eye. I have show notes. Check out the show notes down below or up above, depending on where you're watching, for more information. But yeah, this is definitely a movie you should reserve.
So when, you know, Wild Eye, I mean, I have a bunch of stuff on my shelf from Wild Eye. Are they going to be doing a physical release as well? Do we know?
Are they going to be doing, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry?
A physical release? They still physical media?
Well, yeah, DVD comes out in September is my understanding.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah, July 10th is just kind of nationwide VOD, on demand. And we will be posting and updating where specifically you can watch it on July 10th. But then after that, I believe that September is the DVD release.
Okay. Well, I'll be buying it as well because that's what I do.
Because I see a spot behind you there that needs to fill.
Up on top a bit. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Up top, yeah. But so yeah, I mean, again, I don't know if anyone wants to talk about the character. Now, Zach, we know your character is one of the the behind the scenes filmmakers. Yeah. Do you want to maybe talk a bit about your character besides that? I mean, maybe some inspiration for your character?
Well, you know, my character, he was hired on to document the making of this horror film that was taking place on a haunted location. And he aspires to be one of the greats. He wants to make his own narratives that are, you know, on par with Steven Spielberg or J.J. Abrams or any of those guys. And he goes to great lengths to make sure that that happens. And the rest of the movie, well, never mind. I can't really say much more. But yeah, it was an interesting page turner. When I was reading the script, you know, he started to evolve from page one to the final page. And that was a lot of fun to sort of uncover and you know, figure out who this person was. Can definitely relate to some of the selling your soul reasons or, you know, wanting to, I guess, get blindsided by fame or whatever and or the seek of it. And it was just an interesting character and
yeah,
a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, yeah, and the movie kind of bookends with you a bit,
right,
and and then but it's your character at the beginning and at the end is completely different, you know, from you know at the start of the story, I guess.
Get to that through point. My perspective too.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun coming up with Andrew. It was different ways of figuring out how to sort of, you know, step in front of the camera and not just be the cameraman the whole time and sort of narrate from behind the scenes. And it was a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah. Well, again, I think you killed it. No pun intended, but you killed it. So Casper, where did you pull inspiration to be yourself?
Pull inspiration to be myself. All from the weird and twisted mind of Andrew P. Jones. So he wrote me this way. It's interesting. A lot of the things I think he watches a lot. So you watch him directing and everything. He's watching everybody. He's watching all his actors and just trying to figure things out. And I think he would go from there. I mean, I like watching directors because they're always fun. And he was absolutely no exception. But you got to be careful around them too because they're going to bite you right into the script. Go your darker side, I guess.
Yeah, but I you know, just seeing you interact with people at conventions and stuff like that, I do have to say that, I mean, I don't know how you are on a set, but that's not how you are. You're very approachable in real life.
He's so mean.
He locked himself away in a dressing room. He would never come out. He was awful. No, he was amazing because he was, I always refer to him as the cheerleader on the set. He was just always there for every performer, for every crew person, just making sure everyone was happy. I mean, it was just truly, Casper, it really was just a delight having you there and having your support there.
Except for, thank you, but But except for that bodily.
Except for, yeah, I was going to say.
I couldn't handle that. I wasn't, Rico was like out of there so fast. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. It was disgusting. I give so much kudos and props to the actors that were able to be in there. All these actors that were in there. I was watching on set and I literally had to leave because I was like on
one of those things where Andrew is a perfectionist. We would do it and then he would come out and be like, and do this face, and we're like, okay, we're resetting. Embrace it. Get to it.
Let's mop up the floor and let's start again.
I couldn't handle it. I had to leave.
We have a question from Facebook. Where'd it go? So Pearl Lopez is asking, any real crazy horror moments happen at the location? And I know you guys were talking about an experience you had because this is supposedly a haunted location. Who'd like to talk about that?
Well, Phaedra Harris, the casting director, will tag team each other.
Okay.
She got a weird text on her phone that wasn't from any of our numbers. It was like a 5-digit number. And it said, I'm in the pool. And the pool was empty with a black puddle in the bottom, and it was dirty.
And like a chair in it or something, yeah. Right? There was like something gross in there.
Yeah, it was like really disgusting, and no one was in there. And then I think Andrew found out something creepy.
Yeah. So
she got this text, and later we found out a lot of different things that happened in this hotel, but one specifically is that someone had actually died in the pool. So now she's getting this text that none of us sent, that none of us know where it came from a number that no one has. Or
she didn't recognize. She said it was a series of just weird characters
and things.
It was barely even a phone number that came through. And then it just said, I'm in the pool.
And she's already a bit of a scaredy cat.
She didn't want to go in this building to begin with.
Yeah, but then the wrong thing. She told me about it. I kept sending her texts going, I'm in the pool. Pool. Like I took that empty picture of just the empty pool. Miss you. Come join me. I'm out of here.
That's pretty crazy though. So the location is like legendarily haunted?
It was. There was a lot of ex-employees that had worked there that all had stories of things that had happened, people that had died. Just kind of paranormal experiences they had. And then coincidentally, a lot of them were very similar to things that had been written in the script. And then none of that was intentional. The stuff kind of unfolded and presented itself when it did. It was just very strange coincidences.
That's pretty awesome.
Special effects guy, Mike, that was his name, right, Mike?
Mike Strain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he stayed in the hotel rather than staying somewhere else. He stayed in there working on the props and the stuff. And he and his wife had some really crazy things, like sounds they would hear at night, and the water turning on and off.
And there's only cold water. There was no hot water.
I would have been all over that. I'm just letting you know that. If I was there, I would have been like, I'm staying.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was creepy, though. I mean, being there by yourself was really creepy because I spent some nights there, not spent nights, but I would prep before the crew got there. There were times I was the only person in the hotel, and I had set up in that bar area, and the bar was really creepy.
Yeah.
And it was at the end of this weird labyrinth of hallways, and it was hard to get there. But there was one rainy night I was there alone, and I had to lock up, and I went through this weird maze to get finally out to my car, and I realized I locked my keys back in the bar. So I had to make that decision. Should I just sleep in the car tonight? Because I really don't want to go back in. There's thunder, there's lightning. And I did go back in as fast as I could, got my keys. And now it was dark because I turned all the lights out. So it was definitely a creepy place that you really didn't want to spend a lot of time in.
And there's something extra creepy, too, about places where things are just left. Like they just shut it down and
They just took off and left everything the way
it was.
Truly,
They said, we're closing, let's lock up and let's leave. So there were rooms that were made up. There were rooms that needed to be made up. It was like they just stopped. Time had stopped there.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It's kind of cool.
Still though, I would have been all over it. I've actually paid to stay at, like, me and my wife will pay to go stay somewhere by ourselves. Like, it's fun.
Crazy.
I like doing that stuff too.
Do you really?
That stuff.
That's awesome.
Give me your most haunted room. That's what I do. Yeah.
Nice. So, Jennifer,
she's not having any of it.
Anthony Thurber on Facebook wants to know if there was any extra challenges, being that it was haunted. Was there any extra challenges than a normal, like, non-haunted set?
Do we have any tech problems?
No, actually, no. I mean, I wish there were, because that would be a better story. But no, because it was all challenging anyway. And when you're in that kind of focused filmmaking mode, and you've got to stick to a schedule, sometimes you don't even notice that stuff that's going on. But no, it's not like any entity shut us down or anything like that. No.
That's good. That's a plus.
Yeah.
You know, did you like make the production schedule like as tight as possible? Just like, all right, let me just get the hell out of here. Or was it out?
No, only because it was so hot. It was August in Missouri and there was no air conditioning, and this was a closed down property. So windows were boarded up, and it was just a horrible place to be, aside from it being haunted.
So maybe that added to to the actors' performances, like, oh, this is horrible being here, let's, you know, I'll portray that in my character a bit. I don't know, I'm just thinking. Anyways,
haunted place. I thought it was so rad.
Nice. Yeah. I
put myself in situations where I could get possessed, or my hair flipped, or have a cold. I said, somebody,
I bet you won't do this. If you're really here, ghost, you won't do this. I bet. And then see if they do it. Yeah, exactly. But Jennifer, do you want to talk about your character a bit?
I mean, she plays a starlet who, it's funny because she plays a me. Like, I've done a lot of like horror movies, and they talk about her like, oh, she's done these horror movies and she's not afraid to show her boobs. You know, and I'm like, oh, I show my boobs in True Blood, and I do a lot of horror movies. This is totally me. So it was funny. He had written things that kind of correlated with all of us, our characters. Fun. And the fact that I got to, like, really hot actor was fun. She's just an actress on the thing. She gets to do some cool things. So
nice. And I'm going to say your name wrong again. I apologize.
Don't worry. Linara.
All right. Would you like to talk about your character a bit? Sorry. I feel bad because usually it's Leo that messes up people's names, and now they can give me crap about it because we have a list of names that he's messed up over the last couple of years. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'll be my first one. Yes.
My name is a very easily messable name.
So I still mess it up.
I play Vanessa. Vanessa is the special effect. Well, she does the makeup, all the makeup on everybody, the beauty makeup as well as the special effects makeup. And I don't know, she isn't like a limelight kind of girl. She's very happy to sort of like keep her head down and do her work. And of course, was not at all expecting to be caught up in the crazy, crazy, craziness of this set. But I kind of sometimes feel like she is one of like the moral compass in her own little way, especially as things get a little bit darker down the end. She's really, you know, especially with that scene I have with Zach, where we're dealing with something talking to us. And I don't know, she kind of helps, she thinks, sort of bring him out of the dark to help like sort of find their way out. I really think you're rooting for her and you're rooting for him.
Yeah. You step up when shit hits the fan. Cause like you said, you're just like kind of like in the background, then stuff happens. You're like, hey, wait a minute. I'm here and I'm going to be awesome. So yeah. So that's good. And I know Tony, sorry, Leo, go ahead.
Actually, I wanted to break in. We have multiple questions roughly on the same topic. Matt Peterson, who we spent some time with at ScareCon last weekend, is asking where it was filmed. Caleb is asking, would you guys shoot another film in the same location? And also Derek in Louisiana is asking, would you all do a movie in Waverly Hills Sanitarium?
Wait, what was the last one again?
Derek's asking, would you film in Waverly Hills Sanitarium, another haunted location?
Oh, I go anywhere that's haunted. I love that stuff. We can't go back and film there because they have since demolished most of that hotel. It was slated to be demolished when we were there. And but otherwise, yes, absolutely. And prior to that, we shot a film called Haunting of Cell Block 11, not too far from there in a penitentiary, in the Missouri State Penitentiary in Jefferson City, Missouri.
We shot that one in the like freezing cold. So we have a nice balance now, like freezing cold.
The two extremes.
And sweltering hot. Yes.
But we have other projects we want to go back to Missouri and shoot as well.
So you've directed two horror movies, right? Is just the two, yes. the Cell Block one and this one. So you being a fan of you know, haunted locations or whatever, is that a passion of yours? Because you do a lot of editing as well, but is horror like a big passion to you?
It definitely is, and certainly ghosts and ghost hunting, and I've got a show that I've been working on for years that I'm going to start pitching that's about ghost hunters, but it's a different take on ghost hunters. And so I've spent a lot of time on ghost hunts with ghost hunters all over the country.
Nice. We actually spent a little time with Jay Haas from Ghost Hunters last weekend at Scarecon. He's a good guy. But yeah, I love that stuff too. We should talk afterwards. Anyways, and I know, Jennifer, you've done a lot of horror as well. Like, you've been in a lot of stuff that I love. So I was looking at the IMDb. I was like, holy crap, Tales of Halloween. And you were in my favorite segment of Tales of Halloween as well. So that was awesome. So the, you know, you having more of a horror background, you know, I mean, I don't know if Casper, if you've done a lot of horror in the past. I know you've done a lot of, you've kind of touched every genre out there.
Yeah, he's done everything.
Hollow and the Pact. The Pact was a Sundance Film Festival thing with. But I've done a couple different horror films. But this was, you know, this was fun to play me.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, but it's I'm sorry. What was that?
Horror is my favorite. My mom and dad. One of their first dates was the original Halloween, and so I was raised on horror movies. My best friend is Gina Wilbur, who is. Dean Wilbur, who was Michael Myers in the Halloweens, that's her dad. And so I've engrossed myself all in that genre. I love it so much. I try to watch it. I try to watch Japanese horror. Suspiria is one of my favorite horror movies of all time. So I know they're remaking that. I'm super excited to see the people with that. Dario Argento, I have a lot of his collection. I love horror. So whenever I get to do a horror movie,
I'm right with you there on Suspiria. I love Italian horror.
I was going to say, I'm sure Wolfie's excited to hear that you're a Dario fan, because it's we actually did trivia at I ran a trivia thing at the convention last weekend, and everyone was like cursing up and down because his questions were so hard, but he had questions about you know, the Three Sisters and everything. Yeah. So it was tough.
I had a whole Dario pack of all my DVDs. I'd go to Amoeba once a week when I was waiting tables and be like, okay, anything Dario, I gotta get it. That's what I save. The girls were buying purses and I was buying Dario.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty great though. You have priorities.
Yes.
You know, because movies actually will gain value. But so I tell myself. But Zach, how about you? Have you really been able to like put your, you know, dip your toes in horror much in your career?
This is my first horror movie.
Really?
Hopefully not my last, but same thing. I mean, I've grown up loving them. I mean, the Exorcist, I don't know if you would really consider The Exorcist a horror movie, but that's definitely, I mean, one of my favorite movies of all time, and I saw it way too young, and since then I've just been fascinated by the genre.
Things that go bump.
Okay, how old were you when you saw it?
How old was I? I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, you got me beat by a year. Okay. I saw the theater when I was sick.
Yeah, it was actually a weekend of that and then Interview with a Vampire the following night. My brother, he's like 15 years older than me, and he thought it would be hysterical to give me nightmares for the next decade of my life. So, yeah.
Yeah. Was he right, though? Was it hysterical?
No, it's not funny.
My mom is a huge horror fan, so when I was 6 years old, she took me to see The Exorcist. So.
Oh, yeah.
Called priorities.
It's beyond a horror film. I mean, it's a classic movie. It's such a well done film. Both of those.
Totally.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, sorry, Leo, go ahead.
No, actually, what I was going to do is I was going to butt in here and remind everybody that Darkness Reigns comes out July 10th. And for the people just joining us, we're going to play the trailer And also, we have a sponsor, Deadly Grounds Coffee. Kevin, are you drinking any coffee tonight?
I'm not, because I drank a ton at work today, and I need to sleep at some point. Oh, so
sleep yeah. is overrated. I'm on a pot and a half right now, and it's been
Jesus
a,
Christ,
it's been a pumpkin all day.
Oh, just play the commercial.
Okay, here we go. Darkness Reigns, the trailer, followed by Deadly Grounds, our sponsor.
Okay, we are about to arrive on set for the first time.
Yeah, I got the doctor.
Okay, perfect.
Casper's here over there talking to Jacob, so maybe you can get a couple of shots.
This is dope. Make sure to get good shots of all this stuff.
It's $1 million look for absolutely nothing. And here's the cherry. They say it's haunted.
But what better place to film a ghost movie than in a haunted hotel, right?
Let me know if you need anything.
And action.
I'll be back. I promise.
And cut. We got it.
Yeah, we're good.
Great. Cool. Thank you, Mr. Van Deen. I'll take that.
Yeah, this place is really creepy.
Ghosts are real. Okay.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds Coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold. Robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds Coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh,
they're so disgusting.
Here we go. Wolfie had a question.
So, Casper, I know that you have some kids. Do any of them plan on jumping into the family business of acting?
I have four daughters, one son, and my daughter, Grace Van Deen, who won during Starship Troopers. She had a Netflix series called Greenhouse Academy. Out on Netflix right now, and she has a new one on NBC called The Village that just got picked up. So,
now Grace is she's from the Mitchum family line also, right?
She's Robert Mitchum.
That is so cool. Yeah. Robert Mitchum, Christopher Mitchum, James, you know.
I talked to Christopher the other day. And she played the Harold Boyd.
She just booked a movie that hasn't been able to talk about yet, but it's with the American Psycho director.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Right on.
He works all the time.
That's great.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So Andrew, what's next for you? I know like this is just being released. Do you have anything in the works? So I know you've worked with a couple of people here multiple times. Are you planning on doing that? Continuing, you know, maybe you're going to work with Casper again?
Yes, I would love to. I mean, it's like,
what are you doing, man? What's my job?
I'm working on it. You know, it's I tend to like to work with the same people, especially if I enjoy working with them. And sometimes it's a little bit crippling because it's like, we make these little families. It's like, I can't have the same people in every movie, but I would love to. And in fact, we've got
but
a
thing. You could, because
I guess
there
we could.
I mean, Kenneth Branagh did it for however many years.
John Ford.
What's his face cast? His
John Carpenter.
Movie. I mean, it's, why not?
But I enjoy it because it's like, what we do is a little silly. I mean, it's, the fact that we make a living doing make-believe is wonderful. So why not have fun doing it? It should be fun. And it should be with people that you enjoy hanging out with. And yeah, so I'm always thinking about writing parts for now all the actors that I really love working with. I'm even starting to think about what if we did a sequel to Darkness Reigns? What would it be? Because I would have to figure out how to bring all the dead people back, which would be a little challenging in this one.
They're all haunting
but
Daniel.
But I've actually been kind of thinking about that lately because it was a lot of fun working with everybody. But yeah, the next thing I'm kind of eyeing right now is a family movie, total opposite of this.
Even more terrifying.
We have a 4-year-old. So.
Yeah, and I've got a Christmas movie, and I've got, you know, so a lot of different ones, yeah.
I know it's different, but, you know, a good movie is a good movie. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm a big horror fan. I mean, but I'm a big everything fan as well. Like, if it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter to me. So, yeah, by all means, go ahead, and I'll watch it. So,
okay, good.
Just let me know, and I'll watch it.
So,
and having the same people in your movies, I mean, we've had, I mean, Kev brought up that we've seen a lot of movies out there, and you can tell the difference between, you know, when you're just shooting a movie and the cast just seems together, I guess. They work together. You can tell the difference because it just seems so flawless. It's not like they're acting. It's like, you know, it's everyday life. So you can tell the difference between, you know, certain movies, I think.
It's like, yeah, if you're if it's like a family, then you're more comfortable around family than you are around someone who's a stranger. But we've had a lot of, I mean, in the independent like horror community right now, there is a lot of people that are using the same actors over and over again. And it's completely different stories, but you know, I look forward to seeing it. So it's like, oh, this person's making a new movie. I can't wait to see, you know, how she portrays the character in this. Like, I think it's kind of almost becoming kind of common, which I like.
Tarantino does it. Robert Rodriguez does it. James Cameron does it.
Spielberg. Wes Anderson, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes life easier. I mean, when you know, I enjoy writing with a certain voice in my head. So if I know that I'm writing this part for Casper or Jen or Zach or someone, it just makes it easier for me because I know the cadence, I know what they can do, and it makes it a lot easier shooting as well because you already know what they're capable of. There's no surprises. So for me, I love it. I love that kind of family affair feeling of filmmaking.
Nice.
It makes sense though too. I mean, you get the people that you're most comfortable with, and you know, if you're a director, you know you can direct them and not have to deal with headaches or whatever. You know that they take direction well, whether it's someone else.
You know what headaches you will have to deal with.
And yeah,
it's a proven,
that too.
It's a proven commodity. It just makes things easier.
Did they freeze up? I think they froze up. Oops. Anyways, either that or she's really thinking hard.
well, actually,
they planned this the whole time. They're just really skilled.
Yeah, very, very talented.
We'll take this break to actually cover some of the questions. I apologize if we don't get to everybody. There's a ton of comments here. Eva Dahlia Rajano says, hello, Casper and Jennifer. You look awesome. Who said it? Somebody said they went ghost hunting with you, and I missed that comment.
With who?
With Andrew.
Oh, we just lost Zach.
You lost Andrew and Zach.
Ghost.
Ooh, spooky. Spooky, scary. But that's cool, though.
Yeah.
I want to know more about the ghost hunting.
I know.
It's just whittling down. Everyone's just like, we're done with that.
Just us.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, you know, maybe they'll come back. Who knows?
Here comes someone.
All right, there you are. Okay. So, yeah, someone just commented in the comments that they went ghost hunting with you, Andrew.
I'll look to see if I can find it.
Sorry, one more time.
So someone had just commented in the Facebook comments that they had gone ghost hunting with you once.
Yes.
Kathy. Do we know who it was?
That what?
It was
Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy, yes.
Yeah.
Nice. So how often, like how many times have you gone out? You said you were working on a project. So was it a regular thing for a while or?
Well, I mean, this was 3 years ago that I actually shot with a whole bunch of ghost hunters or paranormal investigators all over the country. But that was 3 years ago and I kind of put it all away. I've just recently brought it all out and we're trying to put a show together now.
Nice. I'd be more than happy to check that out as well. Because there's all the good ones are gone. Like they're all like, Ghost Hunters got like canceled a while back and they're not doing anything with it.
I have kind of a different take on it, I hope. So, we'll see.
I'll be keeping my ear to the grindstone. Is that a word? Is that a phrase?
It is.
It is today.
Sorry, you just Leo, made it up. You started a trend.
I totally did. Was there anything else, Leo?
There was. Simi, a while back, wanted us to, wanted everybody to talk about their favorite scene that they enjoyed making.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we'll start with Zach. Zach, what was the what was your favorite scene that you enjoyed making? Your favorite scene in the movie?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, I know it's a tough question, but, you know, what was your favorite scene filming in a movie?
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many favorites to choose from. One that was, we were speaking about it earlier, but one that was the most challenging and really, like, it was difficult to pull off was that last sort of section of the film. It was all one take, and that's about 12 to 14 pages long. And there was a certain emotional intensity that needed to be brought. And if I didn't have a scene partner like Lenara, then I wouldn't have gotten there. And yeah, that's one that's sort of highlighted out of the movie to me.
Well, it shows. I mean, it's all being one take. That's crazy. I mean, the amount of emotion and everything.
Yeah.
And and having to do it, I'm sure you had. Did you have to do it in multiple takes? Like, how many times did you have to do that?
If I remember correctly, I mean, we did it at the tail end of a day the first time, and we did it, I don't even remember how many takes of it, but it was exhausting, and we all basically were passed out by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And then we didn't quite get it. I think Andrew went back and watched some dailies, and he was like, we can tackle that again the next day. And so we did it for, I don't even know, like 6 hours straight. Because there's honestly, like, not, there's so many moving elements that are even just behind the camera that are going on in this movie, which are really, like, extraordinary. I mean, the amount of people that have to sort of dance around each other to sort of make these shots seem continuous was impressive. And every single person, not just who's in front of the camera, but who's behind the camera had to make sure that they were on point. So that was definitely a challenge and the most satisfying thing to see pull off.
Nice. So when the people go and check out the movie when it is released on
VOD, I can't say anything because I'm like,
yeah. When they go check it out, just remember what he just said about that, and then be like, oh yeah, that's amazing.
No matter what, even if you don't like it, be impressed.
Exactly.
It's hard not to be impressed with this movie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And just so you know, we don't throw that around very much. Just saying.
I'm glad to hear.
I mean, everyone was on their game in this movie. It's just an amazing portrayal of actors and the way it was put together. I loved it.
Yeah. I think so. Well, yeah.
Thank you.
So let's switch on over to Casper and Jennifer.
And the cats. Don't forget the cats.
What are some memorable scenes that you had filming that you enjoyed?
They said difficult scenes in this movie,
difficult,
right?
Scene.
Or just maybe a favorite scene, like, favorite without scene. Giving too much about the movie away, like a favorite scene, like something that you're proud of. You know?
Yeah, that's my favorite scene. I kissed her when I made out with her.
I'll tell you, here's what I'll say without giving anything away. Renata's dad has a cameo in the movie, and he was an absolute delight. Well, my favorite thing is just seeing him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was that your favorite as well, seeing your dad in the movie?
It was great. You know, it was also his birthday. It's his 67th birthday. And he's been my biggest supporter after not being my supporter for a while. He's been the biggest supporter ever. And he just gets such a delight being on set. And so to have Andy say, well, why don't you jump in and have this little part was just fabulous. It was really great to watch him through.
Has he acted before?
Takes to actually do it, but also to sort of have fun.
So yeah, Wolfie was asking, has he ever acted before? Is that his first time?
My dad always wanted to do something theatrical. He was really into stand-up comedy apparently when he was younger. But given the era he grew up in and sort of how his parents sort of directed him, he went into education instead. But he definitely has kind of a humorous streak about him. Perky, funny. About it.
That's awesome that you can get him involved, and you know he's got something to look, yeah, that's me on the screen right there. That's awesome.
Yeah,
So did you guys do any kind of, was there any kind of like premiere for the movie? Like, did you do any no theatrical, like, you know, one time only thing?
No, we had talked about it, but it just hasn't really come together. And you know, with the way movies are released these days, it's not really necessary. It's kind of a photo op, but it also takes a lot of money to put those on. So we're doing this. This is like,
yeah, because it looks so good. Yeah. Well, yeah, congratulations. it looks so good on like the TV in my living room. I can't imagine how awesome it would look on a big screen. Like,
actually, you know what? We did take it to. I did a screening in Jefferson City where we shot it, and we did actually see it projected big on a big screen in a theater with the people there that had worked on it. So I did get to do that. I did get to take it to Jefferson City and show it to them.
That's awesome.
Zach, did you go to that?
Technically premiere.
I didn't get the opportunity.
I didn't go either, Zach.
Yeah. I wish you did too.
Everybody in Jeff City, like, we wouldn't have been able to do the movie without them. They were all a huge, huge support.
They were awesome.
Yeah. Like,
they were great people. There was a bunch of great actors there, a great bunch of a group of people, and you know, loved the people.
So you I mean, were a lot of the other actors in the movie from the area where you were filming in, or?
Yeah, we had to cast a lot locally, I mean, just because of budget and whatnot. So you know, they have a pretty big theater scene there. They've got a couple of large community theaters, and so there's a pretty good stable of actors. And we're not that far from St. Louis, where Peter Mayer came from, and Ford Fanter and Bill, and we got a lot of good people, solid people out of St. Louis as well.
That's awesome. I mean, that seems like really just like a cool thing. Like, you know, I don't know. Are like, Andrew, are you based out of California or are you?
Yeah, we're in Los Angeles.
So just to have a production come in and be like, hey, we just want a bunch of extras. Like, we don't really get that around here too much. At least not that. I mean, I think the last big movie that came through was probably the remake of Ghostbusters. But other than that, like, I don't know. It's kind of hush hush a lot of the stuff around here.
You know, it's really great for us, too, when we go into these places, because I think here in L.A., it's I mean, everybody's an actor, everybody's in the business, everyone's trying to get a film up, and then you go to these wonderful little towns or cities, and people are really genuinely excited and interested, yeah, and willing to help in ways sometimes without the expectation of necessarily receiving something in return all the time. So it's just really fun.
It's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. One question I wanted to ask, Andrew, the bleeding walls towards the end, not giving too much away, but was that practical effects or was that?
Yes.
Okay.
That was practical.
Oh, the bleeding walls.
We had to do.
When you have to reset something like that, where all the walls are dripping this black goo, and to have to reset it took hours. But Mike Strain, who did the special effects, he rigged this kind of gutter system up that you can't see just out of, you know, frame. And there was one time, actually, it got triggered by mistake. Nobody's fault. I mean, we always tried to have this communication that if we were going to kill that take, we got to kill it. So it's before that goop gets released. Because to scoop it all up and put it back in the gutters and reset and clean the walls literally took like half a day. So one time it just got triggered by mistake, and it was just
it was a ghost.
It just made your heart sink.
I mean, you were shooting
the work
on the,
that went into
in
it.
Haunted
but
place.
Yeah, that was a practical effect.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Yo-Yo?
You are shooting at a haunted place. It could have been a ghost.
Yeah. Maybe that was the one thing that came through. The one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe whoever did it. Yeah, they should have said it was a ghost.
Oh my God! Someone said boo, and I hit a button. I don't know.
It was the same one in the pool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right.
I was going to say the casting director should just have blamed it on Casper, you know?
I wasn't the initial guy in the pool, but I took over.
Nice. So I know, Leo, we're almost at the hour point. So I want to go through and maybe find out if you guys have, besides Darkness Reigns, if you guys have anything else coming out that we can find you in.
Oh, totally. So, yeah, let's start with Zach.
I'm shooting a movie right now called Tiger Within. It's directed by Raphael Zelensky, and
big fan of his movies. You should check them out. And a film that's coming out on Netflix in the fall called Electric Love that I also produced. That's coming out. And some other stuff can't really talk about right now. So
that's a good thing. You're busy. So we'll keep an eye on your IMDb.
Yeah, be more busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So Jennifer, do you have anything in the works that you'd like to talk about?
I had a small part in a movie called Two Little Heroes, where I did my first time singing on camera, and that was a lot of fun. And I'm also going to be voicing the animated Superpower Beatdown Wonder Woman later in the summer for the web series that I host. And that's Superpower Beatdown. I'm the host of that show where we take two super legends and make them battle.
Nice. Cool. So do you do a lot of voice acting?
I wouldn't say a lot. Sometimes I fall into it, but this is my first time voicing Wonder Woman, which I was the reference model for 8 years for different comic book artists for the comic books. So this is kind of cool that, and I did her for Jimmy Kimmel Live. So this is my first time getting to be serious Wonder Woman battling. It'll be a lot of fun.
Nice. And Casper, what do you have in the works?
Well, I'm in the Doolittle's Heroes. I played Jimmy Doolittle, who was the most decorated Army pilot we've ever had, or pilot period, U.S. pilot we ever had during World War One. After the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, he re-signed up, and he's the guy that came up with the Army B-25s off the Navy aircraft carrier and bombed Japan in retaliation. It helped tide of the war. It's an incredible story. Your suicide mission. He kept telling young pilots not to, if they didn't, there was no shame in getting quitting if they wanted to, but they all went. He was able to get 64 to 80 back. It was amazing. And I got to play him. Spencer Tracy played him in 30 Seconds Over Tokyo, and Alec Baldwin played him in Pearl Harbor, but this is his first time him being put out there, and it was a thrill for me to do. I'm also in Robert Rodriguez, Battle Angel, lead a Battle Angel, and got a couple other things coming out too. I'm nice. Off the Superpower Beatdown. I'm going to be Superman.
Oh, nice.
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 So, yeah, I get to be Wonder Woman's Superman, which I always wanted to be.
That's awesome. So we have to ask, because a bunch of people asked in the comments, and I want to know myself. Any chance for a revisit to Starship Troopers?
Yes, there is a chance. There's some interesting talks going on, and I've heard some things talking. We just got married down in Tennessee, and I'm wearing a Johnny Cash shirt and my Elvis socks, and I'm so Tennessee now. But we were down there, and in my wedding party, Ed Neumeier, the writer of Starship Troopers, was in one of my groomsmen. Patrick Muldoon, who got his brain sucked out, Starship Troopers, Xander, was in my wedding party, and Garrett Warren, who was the stunt coordinator on that, was a flight coordinator on Starship Troopers, a stuntman on that, but now he's the stuntman on Alita Battle Angel and Avatar and all this. He was in it. So we had guys from Starship Troopers there. So it was fun.
That's awesome. And do you have any plans as like any cons coming up that we may run into you at?
Yeah, we're going to be in San Diego Comic-Con, and I just am going to do one. Where is this one?
We'll be at the Bat in the Sun, the Superpower Beacon.
And I'm going to be in Crypticon. I guess you guys are going to be the first ones hearing about this. I'm in Crypticon, wherever that is.
There's four of them. There's Kansas City. There's Seattle.
Looking for it right now. Crypticon, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
What? Okay. There you go.
That's October 26th,
27th, and 28th. Nice. Awesome. And congrats on the nuptials.
Yeah, thank you.
And then I'll just call you Miss Washington, because I don't want to mess up your name. any upcoming work that we may be able to see you in?
I'm working on some projects with Andrew, trying to get some stuff going there, and just auditioning a lot.
Yeah.
Trying to find that next wonderful fit. And I am the mommy to a 4-year-old who wants to be an actor. So
nice.
She's a project in the making. So
yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah. And congrats on the. He's 4 years old, but still, that's great that she already has some. Yeah, I'm sorry. Is it a girl? Yeah.
She's amazing. She is quite the character and has quite the personality. She had her first audition yesterday.
She's a star. She sings.
Nailed it.
She sings. She's so beautiful. Oh my God, I love their daughter. I want to steal her.
Well, don't do that, because then if it happens, no one has it. Yeah. you may not want to say that publicly, but that's
I'm you know, like, I want to be the
fifth daughter.
I need a fifth daughter, and I want it to be her.
Okay.
So, I love her.
Nice. And Andrew, you said you're working on some a family project and something in the works, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've got 6 features in the work. Peter Mayer and I we're writing one right now that's a historical drama. And then I've got 3 TV shows. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff I'm hoping to get into production pretty soon.
Nice. You're a busy guy, and that's a good thing.
Wow.
It's a good problem to have. Yeah. So,
yes.
And I don't know if Leo, if you want to get into the, where people can find them.
Yeah.
There's one thing, Scott Pfister here on Facebook. He said the students at Grand Canyon University film program are learning all about Darkness Reigns. So
oh, wow.
I guess they're, kind of looking and picking at the part and stuff. So
nice.
That's cool.
Very cool. Well, we want to remind everybody that Darkness Reigns comes out on VOD July 10th by Wild Eye. And we absolutely loved it. We urge you to definitely check it out. You're going to enjoy it. But we'll do the rundown. Zach, where do you like people following you?
Sorry, my dog was making noise. What did
that's
you
okay.
just say?
He's, yeah, where do you like people following you on social media?
Oh, social media. Yeah, Instagram at Zachary_Morin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to blow you away. It's amazing.
Casper and Jennifer.
Find me under a bunch of cats.
Under a bunch of cats. Nice.
You can search Jennifer when you're on Twitter. Jenny Wonder on Instagram. Jennifer Winger on Facebook. Jenny Van
Dien.
Nice.
Casper Van Dien, Twitter, Instagram. Casper Van Dien. Go on.
Awesome. Okay. Andrew and Miss Washington.
As a, you did it too.
At Twitter, I'm at Linara, at LINARA. On Instagram, it's at Linara Washington. And Facebook, at Linara 828.
Yeah, and the movie is Darkness Reigns. It's on Facebook. Please come and like us, follow us. You'll get all the information on where exactly you can see it come July 10th. Other than that, yeah, I'm Andrew Page Jones on Twitter. And
PPF 2006. No?
Well, yeah, no, it's true.
On Instagram.
But no one's paying attention. Well, no one's taking notes. Okay, where can I fall?
We'll have it all in the notes and stuff.
It's all there. Don't find us.
Yeah.
But yeah, please do follow us on Facebook so we can build up the audience. We can let you guys know where to see it.
Nice.
Cool beans. Okay, we're our regular rundown, Wolfman.
You can follow me and find me on YouTube, the 13th Wolfman, Twitter at the 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman, The Prowl. Every Sunday on the Dorkney, every Tuesday on Wicked Horror Show, doing the horror one with Kevin. We're done. I'll be doing the Wicked Horror Reviews. And always check my channel for new stuff that's coming up. I got the new Sit Down with Christy Ray up. Check it out.
Thanks.
Kev?
Tony.
You can find me on YouTube at Tony Has 9 Fingers, as well as Twitter, Horror Amino. And you can find me on Instagram, Tony's Movies, where I show off the movies behind me. And you can find me on the Dorkin. You got me all screwed up. You put
I,
it in
I
a
know, the cameras
yeah,
are out of
order.
Yo, yo.
Boy Meets Phone on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're doing your social media, should probably be somewhere around there. Also, you'll Saint Laurent on those same social media channels. And of course, you're on the Dorkening.
Just A Knuckle on Twitter and Instagram, every Sunday in the Dorkening, Tuesday Wicked Horror Show, doing stuff with Wolfie. And you can find me at Kineticon this weekend with the Angry Geek. I'll be helping them out a little bit. So, Leo, where can people find you?
Yeah, I'll be there Sunday. Kevin will be there Saturday. But just Google Leo Palm. But more importantly, head on over to The Dorkening. We're just about everywhere. The Dorkening, where you can find all our shows. We do this multiple times a week, every Sunday at 10 a.m. live. We do The Dorkening Show. Every Tuesday live is The Wicked Horror Show. And every other Thursday is The Ultimate Video Game Show. I want to thank all our guests for joining us this evening. And we'll catch you guys later. Bye.
Go check out Darkness Reigns. Go check out Darkness Reigns. Yeah. Hurry up. Hurry up.
When it comes out.
Make it July 10th. Hurry up.
Add it to your calendar now.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to be part of a future show, you can find us over on YouTube or Facebook, where we broadcast all our episodes multiple times a week live in front of an online audience, where you can interact with us and our guests. Our main show, The Dorkening, is produced live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. The Wicked Horror Show comes at you Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And The Ultimate Video Game Show zooms in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. This has been a Dorkening Network production powered by New Media Promotions. You can learn more about our network by heading on over to www.thedorkening.com.